20 Rarest and Most Valuable Cabbage Patch Dolls, Value and Price Guide. Cabbage Patch Dolls are a collectible, and even though some now living in this modern times may not be so familiar with these dolls, the hunt is on for them. These dolls were once the rave. When they first came out in the early 80s, every kid soon wanted one for themselves. The dolls were big, almost lifelike, and they were beautiful. Below are 20 of the rarest and most valuable cabbage patch dolls ever sold. 20 rarest and most valuable cabbage patch dolls ever sold. 1. Year, 1986. Price, $200. Valued at $200 is this cabbage patch kid. It gazes with intense blue eyes and arms wide open for her next adopter. It comes with the signature of Xavier on the bottom with the number in a loop, all done in red ink. This is a vintage cabbage patch kid from the early days. She's wearing a yellow outfit with green, blue, white, and pink balloons on it. The hair is blonde. 2. Year, 1988. Price, $289. This cabbage patch doll is from the time when Coleco ran the business of making cabbage kids. It comes with its original box, red hair, and clothes. It is well preserved and very valuable. It has even got its adoption papers intact. It is valued at $289. 3. Year, 1984. Price, $250. Sometimes collectors and sellers like to give a Cabbage Patch Kid the name of the company that was in charge of production at the time. This happens when they do not know the standard name given to the doll. This one was made when Coleco was running the affairs of Cabbage Patch Kid production. It was in 1984 and this doll is now worth $250. 03. 4. Year, 1982. Price, $300. This doll comes with the full imprint of Xavier. It is 16 inches tall and used. But it is in good condition and ready for adoption. It was manufactured in 1982. This doll is valued at $300. 5. Year, 1983. Price, $5,500. This Cabbage Patch Kid is up for sale on eBay for $5,500. Its value is based on the fact that it was made in 1983, which makes it vintage. It is used but in good condition. It comes with the original box, which is a little beat up from age. 6. Year, 1978 to 1982. Price, $4,500. This vintage Cabbage Patch Kid is highly valued. It was produced between 1978 and 1982. It is fully dressed in what appears to be its original dress too. It is a little dirty but is in good condition for the most part. It is valued at $4,500. 7. Year, 1978 to 1982. Price, $420. The vintage Cabbage Patch Kid here is very easy on the eyes. A cute doll that looks like it might be a boy. It comes with a head of short red hair. It is fully dressed in a beach shirt of red and green colors. The shorts are red to match his hair. 8. Year, 1984. Price, $395. This Cabbage Patch doll is holding out a crayon. It wants to either give it out or it's simply showing you she can use it. This one was made in 1984 and is currently valued at $395 on eBay. 9. Year, 1984. Price, $205. This Cabbage Patch doll is up for sale on eBay currently and the seller values it at $205. 20. It was made in the 1980s and considered vintage. Although the seller doesn't say so, it appears this Cabbage Patch Kid comes with its original box and clothes. It has a pacifier in its mouth. 10. Year, 1980s. Price, $200. A box of Cabbage Patch Kids in a box is advertised on eBay for sale at $200. The seller doesn't say which year this one was made. It does seem it came in its original box. This doll is valuable even more when you consider it has never been opened and features a bear in the box with the doll. This is a special edition that should significantly increase its value with time. 11. Year, 1987. Price, $219. An amazing-looking Cabbage Patch Kid is here in a box. It is used but it remains in a good condition. It is from the Coleco era in 1987. It is valued at $219. 95. The kid wears a yellow shirt with the number 129 written on it. It also wears a shoe and smiles. 12. Year, 1984. Price, $250. This Cabbage Patch Kid is up for sale and is said to be from the year 1984, produced by Coleco. The doll wears a knitted shirt and footwear of the same material. It has red hair and is valued at $250. 03. 13. Year, 1985. Price, $1,000. Another Cabbage Patch Kid in a box for sale. It is clothed in green dungarees. The box contains the kid and the adoption papers. It is vintage from 1985. The seller says this Cabbage Patch Kid is new. If you are a newbie in the business of collecting vintage Cabbage Patch Kid dolls, do some diligent inquiries. This doll is valued at $1,000. 14. Year, 1984. Price, $450. There are twin dolls in this box from 1984. The vintage collection features a boy and girl Cabbage Patch Kids in very good condition. Both are red-haired and wear red clothes. The boy wears a bow tie and the girl wears a dress with a lace patch on the front. This collection is valued at $450. 15. Year, 1985. Price, $185. This vintage doll is from Spain and was made in 1985. It features red hair, healthy-looking cheeks and green eyes. It is wearing a Jesmar plaid dress and blue socks. It continues to suck her pacifier. It is waiting to sell for $185. 16. Year, 1985. Price, $327. The seller of this doll calls it Ruby. It is red-haired, green-eyed, and freckled. This is a vintage doll from 1985. It is up for sale on Etsy at $327. 23. The doll is wearing green dungarees, the original ones that were made for it. 17. Year, 1980s. Price, $235. This doll wears its original clothes from the year it was made. It comes with beige hair, freckles and blue eyes. She is one of the dolls on this list with short hair. The hands are spread open for her new owner. It is up for sale at $235. 60. 18. Year, 1985. Price, $139. This vintage doll is signed by Xavier Roberts himself. It is used but in great condition. It features blonde hair and blue eyes, a full dress and a registration number 1044. It is up for $139. 19. Year, 1980s. Price, $300. Made with yarn and vinyl, this vintage doll is rerouted by the seller. It comes with popcorn hair in pigtails tied with ribbons. She wears a dress and has blue eyes. It is valued at $300. The doll dates back to the 1980s. 20. Year, 1985. Price, $175. This patch doll is named Ellis Ezra from 1985. It comes in the original box, has all papers complete and ready to be adopted. It is in great condition as well. It is valued at $175. History of Cabbage Patch Dolls. The history of Cabbage Patch Dolls began with a 21-year-old Robert Xavier, an art student at a missionary school in North Georgia. He discovered the dolls made by a woman named Martha Nelson and wanted to sell them, but the woman rejected the idea of selling dolls she fondly called doll babies. Robert went ahead and had a woman named Debbie Moorhead hand-stitch dolls that shared striking resemblance with Martha Nelson's doll babies. Robert called his own creation the Little People. They were actually modified versions of Martha Nelson's dolls. The dolls also came with birth certificates, adoption papers, exactly like Martha Nelson did hers too. Robert would tell people the dolls weren't for sale, but that they could be adopted at a price ranging from $60 to as much as $1,000. Robert sold the dolls at arts and crafts shows before opening a clinic that he called Babyland General Hospital in Cleveland, Georgia, where the employees dressed up like doctors and nurses and took care of the dolls in cribs as if they were real babies. Robert tried to copyright his creation but couldn't use the name, The Little People, because Little People was already in use by McDonald's. In 1978, he copyrighted Cabbage Patch Babies. He soon became a multimillionaire from the sales of the babies. He created a story around the dolls claiming that the babies were born over and over again. But soon Martha Nelson came out of the shadows to claim back her creation. A court battle ensued that lasted 6 years. Martha Nelson got a settlement and settled back into self-induced obscurity, but Robert's business began to decline shortly after. The value of vintage Cabbage Patch dolls. Cabbage Patch dolls are making a comeback after 3 decades of quiet. Folks who grew up with the dolls as kids are just now finding them interesting all over again. Nostalgic for the past, there are collectors from that era who are now looking for the dolls and buying them. Vintage Cabbage Patch doll value is often categorized into the dolls before the Coleco deal. The older the Cabbage doll, the more valuable they are, like a true vintage item. The most valuable of the lot happens to be the ones before Robert Xavier made the deal with Coleco. In 1982, the design team of the company Coleco devised a plastic-headed Cabbage Patch doll with better features, softer bodies, and with a normal toddler's size instead of the bigger ones that Robert started with. These were the designs that the public loved and went crazy for in the 80s. The dolls before Coleco are now worth from $500 to $2,000 or more. Dolls with adoption papers. Most of the dolls from the 80s have lost their papers. Some have had their clothes changed or rerouted. Others are severely stained or torn. The value of the Cabbage Patch doll increases if it has its adoption papers and birth certificate intact. With the papers complete, the doll can be said for a couple hundred. Valuing and selling your collectible Cabbage Patch kid. If you have a Cabbage Patch doll that you are thinking of selling, it is important that you don't rush into the sale just yet. You might want to pause and consider how much your doll is likely to earn. Prices can be pretty much subjective. Sellers of vintage items post their stuff on eBay, then they fix a price that they feel their item is worth. You can do a preliminary research on eBay about your own Cabbage doll. Type into the search bar on eBay the model and year of your doll. You are very likely to get pages of results showing what others are selling the model for. That should give you an idea of how much your Cabbage Patch doll is worth. Further factors that influence the value of Cabbage Patch doll include a box and adoption papers, the condition of your doll, popularity of the style of doll, date of manufacture, number of the doll listed on the marketplace. A box and adoption papers. These things increase the worth of dolls. Some of the ones that have sold for high amounts have their adoption papers complete, and most come in their boxes. If your doll has adoption papers, then you should post pictures of the papers along with the dolls. Collectors will buy the doll higher. The condition. A badly stored doll will lose its sheen, become threadbare. This reduces its worth considerably. If it's torn or damaged, then it may not impress collectors and you will get low bids for your Cabbage Patch doll. Popularity of the style. Cabbage Patch dolls were produced in their millions. There were 2 categories that were produced, the ones that were specialty or handmade. These ones are more valuable because there weren't many of them. Whereas the other category, which were licensed dolls, were produced more plentifully. Remember, rarity is important to value. If your doll is one of those that were produced in millions, this drastically reduces the value since there are probably hundreds of dolls like yours on the market. But if your doll fulfills the other factors like possessing adoption papers, then your chances are increased. Date of manufacture. The earlier the manufacture date of the doll, the more valuable it is. Dolls that were produced in the early 80s are more valuable than the ones that were made in the late and early 90s. Number of the doll listed on the market. The higher the number of your type doll, the lower the value collectors will put on the doll. And the opposite is the case too. So, before you put up your doll for sale and put a price on it, you need to know how many of your dolls are already on eBay. How to identify antique Cabbage Patch doll. Imitation Cabbage Patch dolls flooded the market shortly after Robert Xavier's dolls started making huge sales. Hence, you have to be sure your Cabbage doll is genuine before exhibiting it. Size. Cabbage doll sizes changed from the first ones produced by Xavier and down the years that production changed hands repeatedly. For example, the ones produced by Coleco in 1982 were 16 inches tall. Knowing and following the timeline of changes from one designer to the other helps you compare and identify genuine dolls. Features. Genuine Cabbage dolls have soft bodies and vinyl heads. The ones Robert Xavier first created, on the other hand, had soft heads and bodies. In 1989, Mattel introduced dolls with all vinyl bodies and 2 inches smaller than the original dolls. Craftsmanship. It is fairly easy to tell the Cabbage Patch doll that is handcrafted from the ones that were mass-produced in factories in China. Handcrafted dolls share similarities but are never the same in details, as the dolls each were designed with their own personalities. Are Cabbage Patch dolls still made? Yes, the kids are still being made. The Cabbage Patch kids became icons. They went from being friends to real babies to gracing stamps, they went to space, they became mascots in games. Today they are vintage and sought after by collectors. Some of them have been sold at really high prices. But by the end of the first decade of their existence, 65 million kids have been sold around the world. The place where they are supposedly born, Babyland General Hospital, still exists. It was originally located in Cleveland. In 2010, the hospital moved to the North Georgia Mountains. It now sits on 650 acres of land. In 2014, the company started producing the kids and started making Cabbage Kids like they used to back in the days. They now mass produce Cabbage Patch Kids, soft faced and hand stitched like the old times. Employees in the hospital still dress in scrubs like doctors and nurses, and the kids are still laid up in incubators and cribs, like real babies. So if you want to buy new Cabbage Kids instead of vintage ones, you can purchase them on Amazon or other online stores. Conclusion. It is interesting that even though Cabbage Patch Kids had a little murk in the middle of their history, they remain favorite dolls for both parents and kids. The whole of America voted for the dolls to be featured as mascots for the U.S. Olympic team in Barcelona and Atlanta in 1992 and 1996 respectively. The bond between these dolls and the American people is inseparable, partly because the woman Martha Nelson was such a cool-headed woman who just wanted to go back to living her life after a while. And Robert Xavier just wanted to do business and make money. Everyone seemed to get why they wanted to, even Xavier, who now tends to the lawns of the Babyland General Hospital.